Nikola Tesla was a true visionary, far ahead of his contemporaries in the field of scientific development, and astonished the world by demonstrating the wonders of alternating current electricity at the World Columbian Exposition in Chicago in 1893. He designed the first hydroelectric power plant in Niagara Falls in 1895, and among his many discoveries are the fluorescent light, laser beam, remote control, robotics. Tesla is the father of the radio and registered over 700 patents worldwide. His vision included exploration of solar energy, the power of the sea, and he even foresaw interplanetary communication and satellites. Tesla changed the world, and many people today know it and rightfully acknowledge him for it. What many people don't know, however, is that Tesla claimed to have completed a unified field theory shortly before he supposedly died, but his theories on electromagnetism's power to distort space and time were never published. Instead, they were seized by the FBI promptly following his alleged death in 1943, the same year as the Philadelphia experiment. The Philadelphia experiment is the name given to a naval military experiment which was carried out at the Philadelphia Naval Shipyard in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The U.S. Navy destroyer escort USS Eldridge was to be rendered invisible or cloaked to enemy devices, and the experiment is also referred to as Project Rainbow. The theory postulates the interrelated nature of the forces that compromise electromagnetic radiation and gravity, and through a special application of the theory, it was thought possible with specialized equipment and sufficient energy to actually bend light around an object in such a way as to render it essentially invisible to observers. Nikola Tesla once said, and I quote, "My brain is only a receiver. In the universe, there is a core from which we obtain knowledge, strength, and inspiration. I have not penetrated into the secrets of this core, but I know it exists." Manly P. Hall was an author and mystic, perhaps most famous for his work, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, an encyclopedic outline of Masonic, Hermetic, Kabbalistic, and Rosicrucian symbolical philosophy published in 1928. Himself an honorary 33rd degree Freemason, Hall once said, and I quote, "When the Mason learns that the key is the proper application of the dynamo of living power, he has learned the mystery of the craft. The seething energies of Lucifer are in his hands." The book Morals and Dogma, authored by Albert Pike, is mandatory reading for all Masons of certain degrees, and on page 321, Pike says the following, "Lucifer, the light bearer, strange and mysterious name to give to the spirit of darkness. Lucifer, the son of the morning, is it he who bears the light? Doubt it not." Born on October 31st, 1895, to a ballerina from Vienna, Austria, the medium Maria Orsic was leader of the German Vril Society. Dedicated to the study and practice of metaphysics and the occult, the Vril maidens did not cut their hair. They claimed that their long strands helped facilitate contact with beings from beyond and helped harness what they called Vril. Edward Bulwer Lytton's book, The Coming Race, published in 1871, described an advanced civilization that dwelled below the surface of the earth who had mastered this mysterious energy form called Vril. Helena Blavatsky, the foundress of the Theosophical Society, described Vril energy as an ether stream that could be transformed into a physical force. Ancient antediluvian civilizations were said to have mastered this universal life force, and that they guarded this knowledge, passing it through initiation into sacred mystery schools. The Chinese refer to it as Qi, the Hindu as Prana, the Japanese as Reiki. A more modern term for this universal life force is Orgone, which is defined as the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter and is closely associated with sexuality. The term itself shares a root with the word orgasm. Coined by Dr. William Reich, Orgone was seen as a massless, omnipresent substance similar to ether, and although mainstream science still does not acknowledge much else other than electricity and magnetism, Albert Pike once said that, and I quote, "There is in nature one most potent force, by means whereof a single man who could possess himself of it and should know how to direct it, could revolutionize and change the face of the world." My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an author and anthropologist, and I'd like to invite you to explore the occult secrets of Vril.